reporting from the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo. I'm Kaylin Broadwell, here with Garrett Reed, who is from the state of Oklahoma. Garrett, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great as well. So you are a committee chair for what committee in the delegate session?
I am the chair for the Committee for FFA and Agricultural Education Advocacy.
So what kinds of decisions did you as delegates come to today?
The main thing we're really trying to work on is establishing a national curriculum that can be utilized by local FFA chapters to advocate for their FFA chapters and agricultural education. Today was just the final committee process of approving the report by the entire FFA delegation.
So what kinds of things did you come up with in your report as what kinds of things are going to help to benefit the FFA members with your committee?
Basically, we want to have online resources provided by the National FFA to be utilized for the local chapters. Some of the things we'll have are different statistics, media presentations, different talking points, legislative talking points, advocacy days, different things like that, different templates that they can use, different presentations, whether that be a Prezi, a PowerPoint, that is adaptable to each state or each chapter.
Overall, how do you think that these resources are going to benefit the members? Is it going to be something good for them, something that they can use all the time? How do you think it's going to work out?
I think this is something that's not only going to benefit the membership, but is also going to benefit FFA and agricultural education as a whole, because we always want to advocate for our organization as much as possible. So I think that it'll benefit them in the way that they do advocate, but then ultimately benefit the organization.
Overall, you're coming up with some really tough decisions here in the delegate session. How do you think that the session went for you guys?
Overall, I think it went really well. We passed the first five committee reports with no opposition, no amendments, no debate. The sixth report required a little bit more time and effort, but that's what we have the delegation process for. These are issues that FFA members wanted to bring up, and I think that that's part of the process that to ensure that the members get their point across to what they would like to present before for the board.
And overall, how is your time here at convention?
Overall, it's been a great time. I love coming to Louisville. I love National Convention. It's just a great time to get out of Oklahoma and see some little different country while we're out here, but to also get to interact with members from all across the nation. It's been one of the coolest parts, getting to make friends from all the way from Oregon to Florida.
Well, thank you, Garrett, for your time. Reporting from the National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Kaylin Broadwell.